Grand Canyon University's RN to BSN online degree program makes earning your bachelor's in nursing possible. Balance online coursework with local in-person clinicals to position yourself for potential leadership opportunities in the time you have from wherever you are, leaving room for what matters. Achieve your goals with your personalized plan and team behind you. Find your purpose at Grand Canyon University. Visit gcu.edu.
Perry in Florida has some stinky cold water. Tell us what's going on with it.
I got a house that's less than a year old. Every time I turn on my cold water, it just I get a terrible odor that's coming out of the sink for about 5 seconds, and it seems to go away. It's like a sulfury, just
like a rotten egg smell.
Correct.
Yeah. Are you on well water or city water?
City water.
Hmm. And does it happen only sort of like when the water's been sitting overnight, or pretty much any time?
It's pretty much all the time.
Because I think that that would tend to happen when the water is sitting in the pipes for a while, and that if you're using it day to day, you know, you're washing dishes and you turn the water off, you turn it back on again, it's not likely to continue. The solution in both cases, though, is to put in a charcoal filtration system. Now, you can put this either at the main water valve, or you could put it at the tap. And I'm not talking about the little tiny ones that sort of screw to the end of the tap. It's a bigger system that fits sort of under the sink cabinet and holds about a gallon of charcoal and does a good job of cleaning all the water. The thing is, though, you have to remember to change the charcoal when the manufacturer recommends you do that. Otherwise, it can become unsafe.
Okay. Would there be any reason why I wouldn't do it with the hot water? Is it because it's going through the hot water heater?
Correct.
Not causing the smell?
Correct. Yep. Gotcha. When you're heating it, it's changing the dynamic of the water.